I'm very impressed that so many people have made it this morning. If anyone comes in at 20 past, we have to cheer and clap because clearly... Is it rude? I don't think it's... Surely clocks change automatically these days, do they not?
Oh, Mother's Day. That's an exciting day, yeah? Oh, do any mothers here think it's quite a nice day? Yeah, you two are very enthusiastic, about the only two, everyone else is just fine. Well, today is Mother's Day, or as my mum makes me say, because this is traditionally right, Mothering Sunday. My mum says to me, you have to get me a card that it can't have Mother's Day or, you know, have a great day, Mum. It has to have Mothering Sunday on it. Do you know how hard it is to get one of those cards these days? She gets the most disgusting cards just because they've got Mothering Sunday written on them. But this year I failed and I had to write it in. But that is the tradition. It is Mothering Sunday. And we celebrate this morning. And we're going to start by singing a song with actions. As we gather together as the family of God, we all have different roles to play that show mothering qualities. Now, I want to tell you a story. It's about a lady called Hannah, and she was desperate to have a baby. And for years and years and years, she longed for a little baby, but she couldn't have a baby. And so she used to go to the church every year, and she used to pray that she would have a baby. And one year she said to God, if you give me a baby, I will give this baby back to you for the rest of its life to serve you. And then she became pregnant, and she had a little baby boy, and he was called Samuel, the baby she had always wanted. But she'd made a promise that she wouldn't keep this baby for herself, but she would give him back to God. And so the next year, she took this precious baby who she'd wanted for so long, and she gave him to a man called Eli at the chapel, at the church, at the temple. And she left him there to be looked after and brought up by Eli. She gave him back to God. And in a way, Eli became Samuel's mother and father, looking after him, caring for him, showing all those qualities that mothers show. And Hannah had to leave him there, which was a big heartbreak for her, but she knew that he would be looked after. And as we gather together, some of us come and we're very excited about Mothering Sunday, but some of us come and actually it's quite a sad day for us. But as we gather together, we can look at each other and we can see that we give each other mothering qualities. We care for each other, we look after each other, we're fun with each other. And as we gather together today, even if we feel this is not a great day for us, we can enjoy time together and we can be mothered by different people here. In a moment, we're going to go and do an activity together. We're going to have some craft and we're going to make some gifts for each other to show that although it's Mothering Sunday, we respect and we love each other, so we're going to make gifts for each other. But first of all, we have a very special treat. We have Hannah and Grace, who are going to sing a song for us. Would you like to welcome them up or over to there? And I've heard it, and it's brilliant. So they're going to sing for us, and while they're singing, we're going to take up the offering together. So I'm going to hand over to Hannah and Grace.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. Maybe we could have an encore later. What do you reckon? Wonderful. Thank you very much. Well, now, through there, we have lots of things for you to do. What we have is plant pots on little tables to be decorated with a variety of things, and then come through here to be filled with soil and planted with a seed. Because I always think it's funny that on Mothering Sunday we give flowers out that are about to die. Happy Mothering Sunday. Oh, whoops, yes, the flower's dead. Why don't we just give a plant that's going to grow and you can decorate, and then you can give it either to a mother or to a lady or to someone in this building who you think, well, I like the way that you've mothered me, that you've been nice and kind to me. Wonderful. Now, I just have to tell you that when you get home, you need to water your plants. Otherwise, they won't grow. I don't know how much, I don't know how, but you need to water them. Okay, anyone, any advice on that? Water in the top. Brilliant. Okay, watering your plants. I want to read you a story. Does anyone know this story? No matter what. Let me read it to you. Are you sitting comfortably? Yes. Okay. It's about two foxes. Small was feeling grim and dark, playing toss and fling and squash, yell and scream and bang and crash, break and snap and bash and batter. Good grief, said Large. What is the matter? Small said, I'm a grim and grumpy little Small, and nobody loves me at all. Oh, Small, said Large, grumpy or not, I'll always love you, no matter what. Small said, if I was a grizzly bear, would you still love me? Would you care? Of course, said Large, bear or not, I'll always love you, no matter what. Small said, but if I turned into a bug, would you still love me and give me a hug? That's a big bug. Of course, said Large, bug or not, I'll always love you, no matter what. No matter what, said Small, and smiled. What if I were a crocodile? Large said, I'd hug you close and tight and tuck you up in bed each night. Does love wear out? Said Small. Does it break or bend? Can you fix it? Stick it? Does it mend? Oh, help, said Large. I'm not that clever. I just know I'll love you forever. Small said, but what about when we're dead and gone? Would you love me then? Does love go on? Large held Small snug as they looked out at the night, at the moon in the dark and the stars shining bright. Small, look at the stars, how they shine and glow. But some of those stars died a long time ago. Still they shine in the evening skies. Love, like starlight, never dies. On Mothering Sunday, we think a lot about love. We especially think about mothers' love for children. But sometimes Mothering Sunday is very difficult. Some of us, like Hannah in the story I told earlier, have longed for a child and not been able to have one. Some of us, like Hannah, have finally got a child but have had to let them go. And some of us, like Samuel, have longed to be with our mothers but can no longer be with them. Mothering Sunday can be really difficult, but we are reminded that as we come to God, that no matter what, no matter how we feel, no matter what has gone on in our lives, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, God loves us and cares for us. The Bible tells us like a father, but also like a mother, surrounding us and comforting us and enjoying the things that we enjoy with us. And as we gather together, we're reminded of God's love by the way that we treat each other and the things that we do for each other.